Senior Story, A Brave Victory, Chapter 6, Monsters Like Dinosaurs. One night, after dinner, while Mom was studying and Dad was cleaning the kitchen, Ari noticed the title of a book Keen was looking at, 20th Century Monster Movies. "Hey, Keen, can I see that book?" She was stunned. Each page had images of frightening creatures that would give anyone nightmares. "Where did you get this?" she asked calmly. "In the basement," he replied. "No wonder you're afraid of the dark and monsters in your room." She set the book on an upper shelf. "Scoot over." She snuggled in next to him and pulled out the children's Bible her dad used to read to her when she was younger. She read page after page as Keen looked intently at the pictures. "Okay, time for bed." "Read more," he pleaded. "Not tonight. Tomorrow we will. But here, let's take this Bible story book and put it under your pillow. It will help you remember that our Heavenly Father is always with you. And if you get scared at night, you can turn on the little light by your bed and look at the pictures." "Thank you so much for taking over bedtime duties with Keen," Mom said after Ari had tucked him in for the night. "I'm so grateful for all the support you and Dad have given me as I study each night." "I'm glad I can help," she replied. "But did you see the book he was reading tonight?" Ari showed it to her and then discovered several other ones on the shelf that he must have found in the basement as well. "Oh, dear, these are awfully scary for such a young child. I've been too busy studying to notice. These are books from your grandpa's collection from years ago." "Well, that's probably why he's so afraid of the dark," said Ari. "If he's filling his mind with all these horrible pictures, of course he's going to be afraid." "How true," agreed Mom. "Once we see or experience something even a little bit scary, our minds can make huge monsters out of them and paralyze us with fear." "Yeah," agreed Ari. "And in Keen's mind, those monsters are like dinosaurs."